Today is Wednesday, which means it's Worldview Wednesday, where we have been talking about the new spirituality or the New Age movement. And last week we learned that in the new spirituality movement, everything is part of the divine. And since everything is part of the divine, then there really is no sin. There's just a lack of your understanding of the true nature of your own consciousness. If you think you are sinful, then this negative thinking about yourself is what causes your inability to be enlightened or to clearly understand your divinity as part of the whole consciousness. And the way that you gain greater clarity in this is through meditation, by the emptying of your mind, and also through reincarnation. Reincarnation is the process that your soul goes through in various matter forms in order to achieve ultimate enlightenment. With this mindset of how to live life, if something is wrong in your life, if you are sick, if you think that you are too poor, it's because of your negative thoughts. You attracted those things into your life, and the way forward in your life is to rid yourself of the negative and to replace it with the positive. Well, how does this show up in Christianity? Well, remember, in new spirituality, there is no sin. There's just a lack of awareness because people are inherently divine. And you will hear from so-called Christian pulpits that the problem with us is our negative thinking. You'll hear preachers say that people need Jesus for motivation, or he decreases your stress, or he helps you love yourself, or he boosts your self-esteem. But sin is not presented as an attack against a holy God. You'll hear preachers say that God proves that you are worthy and valuable and inherently good, or why else would he die for you? He died to prove how worthy and valuable you are. One famous teacher of this that's come on the scene as of late is a man named Richard Rohr. He's been made famous by Oprah Winfrey. Richard Rohr is probably most well known for his promotion of the Enneagram, but he has a new book out, and it's called The Universal Christ. Here's the description of the book off of Amazon.com. Drawing on scripture, history, and spiritual practice, Rohr articulates a transformative view of Jesus Christ as a portrait of God's constant unfolding work in the world. Quote, God loves things by becoming them, Rohr writes, and Jesus' life was meant to declare that humanity has never been separate from God except by its own negative choice. When we recover this fundamental truth, faith becomes less about proving Jesus was God and more about learning to recognize the Creator's presence all around us and in everyone we meet. This is simply new spirituality. And to boil it down, the purpose of Jesus is to give us an example of how to live in this higher state of consciousness. His death was not an atonement, but rather a demonstration of the power that each of us have within us. Beware of the new spirituality movement as it makes its way into Christian circles. As you pray today, please remember Kendra Barnett, our missionary in Romania. And also remember the French-European LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Romania.